2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away!
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great. University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
This is Cougar Sports Saturday. Cougar Sports Saturday.
A presentation of KSL Sports.
Got it for three! Cougars by 20!
Every Saturday, all year long. BYU Sports Talk by Cougar fans.
For Cougar fans.
It's Cougar Sports Saturday.
Here are your hosts, Mitch Harper and Matt Biamonte. On your legacy home of BYU Sports. KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Welcome back in to Cougar Sports Saturday here on June 19th. And at 2:30 p.m. we'll be having a special Juneteenth commentary from players and coaches getting their perspective on this new federal holiday, so you'll want to miss that at 2:30. Just heard from Kalani Sitake, and as always, you can text us, tweet us, give your thoughts on the show. Texter Mitch, 1624, says, love the interview with Coach Kalani. I'm so psyched for the encore season after 2020. BYU seems to be tracking in the right direction on all fronts, and I think that's a great observation because I know that you and I felt the same way being in person at BYU Media Day earlier this week. Just confident, I think, a lot of confidence in the direction of the program, confidence in being able to replace the production lost from last year. I can't remember which coach we were talking to, but it's like, I don't love to focus on the past because those guys aren't here, and I love the people we have now, and I loved walking away from Media Day, Mitch, feeling like this BYU program is in a great spot. Is it going to result in a 10-win season? I don't know. It's possible. It's not unrealistic. But I definitely think this is a bowl team minimum based on just that feeling you got from the players and coaches.
Yeah, and I think it's at least an 8-win team. I don't think that's unreasonable at all. I think this notion that they're just 6-6, 5-7, 7-5, I think they're better than that. I do. And I think that there's a lot of experience still, even though these guys maybe haven't been QB1, wide receiver 1, they've had a lot of experience in the program. And there's a lot of parallels maybe to that 2007 season where guys had been year after year a part of it, the program, but then they stepped into the limelight and they were ready to go, and there was those systems in place and there was familiarity with the coaching staff. A lot of similarities in that regard with BYU football in 2021 as new guys look to replace the likes of Zach Wilson, Brady Christensen, but there's capable guys waiting in the wings ready to step in to that big spotlight. So thanks for all the text and the commentary about that Kalani Sitake interview. It was a lot of fun, and if you missed it, go to our podcast feed on Apple, Google Play, Spotify, or, of course, kslsports.com and the KSL Sports app presented by University Federal Credit Union. Now, another big storyline coming out of BYU Media Day was the college football playoff. And last week, we had a lot of fun discussing the playoff and the proposed 12-team expansion to the playoff and what it could mean for BYU football. And, you know, Tom Homo, BYU AD, he went on the record on the state of the program address to share what he feels the college football playoff does to help BYU going forward.
I think it's good news. I've always been a proponent of an expanded playoff. I'm not sure what it would have looked like. They'll figure that out. But for them to come out and have an announcement from the CFP level that it's going to go to 12, and as I followed it in the last couple of days, it looks imminent. It's just a matter of where it is time-wise. It'll help us, whether we're an independent or in a conference or whatever it might be, it'll help us in that there's been too many times when we've been just on the verge of getting in, on the outside right. looking in, and the numbers haven't been just right, going back years and years.
Interesting commentary there from the athletic director, Tom Homo. I did think it was significant, his words there at the end, if you were paying attention, where he said, whether we're independent, whether we're in a conference, however it's going to be, that's going to benefit us. And it's going to be interesting, Mitch, to see going forward how that's going to be. And the athletic director, Tom Homo, he did have some commentary on, will BYU be in a conference? Will they be independent? Here's what Tom Homo had to say.
One of the things that we do every year is examine where we are, where we've been, and where we're going. So right now, in light of that news, it would be our responsibility to make sure that we see what the environment looks like out there, what the atmosphere is like, see what other people are talking about. There's a lot of stuff that's behind the scenes that doesn't get out. You try to jump into that as much as you can. But if a decision is made, then we will have gone all the way up through our president and all the way up to Salt Lake.
Interesting stuff there that would go all the way up through Salt Lake. Yeah. But what I took away from that, Mitch, was that BYU is no door they're unwilling to go through. Meaning, hey, if it's independence and that works, I would love it if it did. I know last week we talked about this ad nauseum, so probably go listen to that podcast if you missed it. But I'm worried about the scheduling, the future of scheduling with independence. If it could work out, BYU has an opportunity, certainly more now than they ever did. But I do get the feeling that BYU's going to find their way into a conference.
Yeah, I think that the one hope is that maybe ESPN and that partnership from the TV side of things can still help BYU get quality games. Because, you know, you think about a game like Tennessee, or you think about all these games like Nebraska over the years, ESPN was instrumental in getting those games. And maybe ESPN can go to bat for a BYU in a scheduling talk with a program and say, hey, we're going to get this game in a marquee TV spot, ESPN, primetime, 5 p.m. Eastern, whatever it may be. Maybe that can still help in regards to scheduling Power 5 teams in the future, because, you know, other Group of 5 programs, they're not going to have that luxury like BYU has, where ESPN could maybe go to the bat for them. But still, I think that's a little bit naive to just think that ESPN is going to spend time on just wheeling and dealing for BYU right. in regards to scheduling. Like, if it makes sense for them, sure. And there's money involved, and it's a big, you know, maybe neutral site game. Sure, they'll do that. But I do think more than ever, since in the 10 years that BYU's been an independent, this is the first real time where it feels like the Group of Five could be a viable path for BYU. And I don't think it would be met with, oh, BYU's conceding on football, they're giving up, they're throwing in the towel. The goal is still Power Five. And I were talking before the show, to me, the Big 12 Conference is not the league that I look at and think BYU would go to. I've given up on the Big 12. I'm over that. Like, that's never going to happen. I would love to see it happen, but I have no faith it will ever will. To me, the league that could potentially be the spot for BYU is the Pac-12, because they got a new commissioner. And maybe there's some sort of relationships that BYU can form there with that new commissioner, and maybe that commissioner can overlook the fact that BYU is a faith-based institution, because really, that's the only hang-up for BYU. You put BYU in the Pac-12, they're going to bring 20,000-30,000 fans to every conference game in California every single year. Like, BYU every other year in UCLA or USC, they're going to bring 20,000 fans guaranteed. They would be huge for the gate. They'd be huge for interest for the Pac-12 conference. It would be massive. That's the only league I look at in the Power 5 that BYU could possibly join. If not that, and that's still probably a long shot, it would be the AAC to me, because the Mountain West is a non-starter. They're not partnered with ESPN.
Yep.
And quite frankly, they just don't have the quality of athletic departments like the AAC has. AAC partnered with ESPN, they got better football, and you could probably stay in the West Coast Conference as a basketball-only member, because let's face it, the WCC only cares about hoops, so that works out finally still.
My number one option would be starting some kind of new conference. Now, they don't have to be the ones leading the charge, but maybe grabbing the best of the rest, I think, is what interests me. I haven't closed the door on the Big 12. I like the fit in the Big 12. The reason I haven't closed the door, Mitch, is I still think there's going to be a day where the other conferences say, this is ridiculous. We have 14 teams. We have way harder teams. Like, when you think about the Big 12, are we factoring in more than three in terms of being legitimate in terms of getting a conference championship? No. It's Texas, it's Oklahoma, and it's maybe occasionally an Oklahoma State or a TCU or someone like that. And I think there will be a day, and I don't know when it's going to be, but I think there'll be a day where they say, you need to get with the times and expand. I think there will be a day where all these conferences have to be on a level playing field.
Okay, so like from Big 12's 10 teams right now, you're saying jump it up to 12 and 14 like the other leagues.
Absolutely, where it's gotcha. Like, hey, I don't know how they would penalize them, but maybe there becomes a time where they're slipping out of the buys, where repeatedly they're not getting the respect from the committee for not having 12 teams, and they're saying, hey, what do we have to do to get a bye? Well, you got to be on the same playing field as these other teams, so you need to add more teams.
That's a good point, that I haven't really thought of because, if we do see this shift in the playoff to 12 teams, maybe the next phase is uniformity with the leagues where it's all 12, 14-team leagues, maybe all 9 conference league games, which would be bad for BYU when it comes to scheduling the SEC or the ACC because fewer non-conference opportunities would not bode well for BYU. That's an interesting thought, and hopefully that could happen because, it's ridiculous that the Big 12 only has 10. It's like I get it. They're doing it from a financial perspective where their payouts are somewhat comparable to the SEC right now, despite not having as lucrative of a TV deal. But the SEC is going to make a ton of money coming up in their next ESPN deal. The Big 10 is going to make a ton of money with Fox coming up. Big 12 is going to fall behind, say, with the Pac-12. Those are the two leagues potentially in the power conference that BYU could land, but BYU's got to definitely be more open than ever for a conference.
And I think the most important thing to discuss, Mitch, and we'll do this in the coming weeks, is the opportunity BYU has this year and next year, I think will play a large role in what happens in the future. Because if they have another 10-win year and they're beating some good teams, and then teams view BYU down the road as an asset to their schedule and boosting their resume, maybe that keeps independence open. Maybe that, forces the AAC to invite them or even the Big 12. Now, if they slip back down to 7-5, then I think it's a different conversation. But there's a unique window here coming off an 11-1 window where you can really add some cachet to the program.
BYU and conference realignment. Name a more iconic duo. I'll wait. We got to take a break, though. On the other side, we'll talk about the BYU quarterback battle. Aaron Roderick had some interesting commentary. We'll get to that next. It's Cougar Sports Saturday, powered by KSLSports.com.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.